Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. Cardiff Electric, he's so cool, come out and play. He's the guy all the other guys are jealous of. Cause he's the guy that all the girls wanna be with. Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. He's got great guests on his show, like Dr. Steve and some other people. We love you, Cardiff.
Hey, Mark Norman here, and you're listening to Cardiff Electric Podcast Network, number two after Joe Rogan. Yes, they also hate vaccines and love the N-word. Okay, thanks for listening. We'll see you in hell. Comedy.
Hey, it's Joe DeRosa, and you're listening to the Cardiff Electric Podcast Network.
Hey, it's your old pal, Dr. Steve from Weird Medicine, and you're listening to the world-famous Cardiff Electric Podcast, one of the most famous podcasts on the internet today.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. Cardiff Electric, he's so cool, come out and play. He's the guy all the other guys are jealous of. Cause he's the guy that all the girls wanna be with. Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. He's got great guests on his show, like Dr. Steve and some other people. We love you, Cardiff.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Cardiff Electric Podcast. We have a special guest today. Special guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody, I'm Joe Rogan.
Oh, you must have clicked on the wrong link, sir.
So, Jules David on the YouTube says, I have to do this show. And I got a couple other messages saying, I have to do this show. So because of your fans, I'm on the show.
Thank you. Thank you to all the fans. Thank you to you, Mr. Zumok, for joining us. I know probably some of the haters and trolls gave you some misinformation about me earlier, but I'm glad the true fans came through.
They came through, buddy. We did it.
Thank you. I am glad to have you on the show.
God bless you.
I had about 42 questions written for you the other night, but in my anger, I tore up most of them, but I've recovered a few from my notebook.
42?
Yes.
Really? Because I had 43 for you, but I got angry too.
Well, please. I am an open book, as they say.
This is so funny.
Thank you. So you are in Florida.
Is that your first question?
No, that's just me riffing.
Oh, Yes, sir. I am in Florida right now as we speak.
Thank you. How is the weather?
Is that the first question? Or is that riffing?
Still riffing.
Weather's good. It's warm.
There's Jules David right there.
Thank you for the $10, Jules David. Glad you were both were able to finally get together on a live show. Chad, please share this out on Twitter. Do I have permission to use clips on my next live show? No.
Is that Red Bar's wife or is that a fake Jules David?
I believe it's Red Bar's wife. They've tried to get me on their show. I've been very busy though. So, I do have questions. Who are you? Riffing? No, I'll riff intermittently, if that's okay. Did you need questions in advance? I have guests that needed that.
No.
Jackie the Joke Man insisted.
Oh, you had Jackie the Joke Man on?
Oh, I've had, if you heard the theme song, I've had Dr. Steve and other people.
I'm doing Jackie Dr. Steve's show on Sunday.
He's a good doctor.
He's a good guy. He reached out to me.
He's good. What will the... is that Weird Medicine?
I don't know. I think it's his Patreon. He's trying to explain what it is. He has another show.
That prick. He always puts the good stuff on Patreon.
He's a smart man. This is going on Patreon? You got a Patreon?
I do, but this is going on... This is live right now on my YouTube. I am trying to develop more of an audience before I really sink everything into Patreon.
I gotcha. I'm trying to be more of a YouTuber now because people said they're making fun of my numbers. And I'm like, okay, I'll be a YouTuber now.
YouTube is a good way to make money. I'm a potato and I'm making a great living from this.
Good for you.
Thank you. The podcast is still okay, but not very monetarily, you know. Sorry.
Are we still riffing?
No, that was written down.
Oh.
Yes. So, question number one.
Uh-oh.
Who are you and why are you famous?
I'm not famous at all. That's the sad part.
You're on my show.
Well, I did something right. No, you know what it is? Is I'm not playing ball and everyone's butt hurt and I'm not going along with the narrative. I just know how this all operates and everyone's so desperate for content at this point that they'll do anything and there's people that are very protective of their online brand and when you got somebody going in there and causing problems and they don't like it. That's what it is.
Very good.
I don't know if I answered anything.
I wasn't listening. I was reading the chat. Sorry. Kinky Loco said something funny.
Everybody Where's the chat? Can I read the chat?
Sure. There's, if you click in StreamYard, the comments tab, you should be able to see the public chat.
I don't know where the hell it's at.
On your right side of your screen.
I just see login and sign up for free.
Oh, fucking StreamYard. They want you to register. Sorry.
I don't need to see the chat because it's always nonsense.
No. My chat's always very positive. There's a couple people that do troll my chat. I think you've experienced some of that as well, but we'll get to that in a later question.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yes. As I said in my email, I will give you a platform. I am WATP adjacent. I do have fans from WATP. So if you do want to address those fuckers, please, you will have an opportunity. I will not censor you. I believe in freedom of speech.
It's America, baby.
Yes, it is. Happy Black Friday, by the way.
Yes, happy Black Friday. Happy Person of Color Friday.
Yes. We are not politically correct here. So, you seem to have a lot of jokes based on retail. Do you have any Home Depot jokes?
I actually made fun of myself the other day. They go, what's your stand-up act? I go, it's pretty much just retail stores. So that's why I'm laughing.
I'm very observant.
I need a Home Depot joke.
You definitely need a Home Depot joke. There's a couple Home Depots that I'm very closely affiliated with that I would love to say next time I go in.
uh, uh,
I have noticed on your live streams that you regularly comment on knowing where people live. Why do you do that?
What do you mean?
You said about Tom Segura's father, you knew his address. Why do you do that?
I don't know Tom Segura's father's address.
Bert Kreischer's address? You said something.
Oh, no, Bert Kreischer. Because I sent Bert a text. We were fighting. And I essentially said, dude, it's not like I'm some stranger. Like, I've known you for 15 years. I know where you live. Like, it's, and he took it out of context like I was going to go after him or something. And according to Mike Calta, so that's why I was removed from Mark Norman's bachelor party.
Mm.
That's his reasoning, but I don't believe it.
Are you in agreement with me that Kevin Brennan is a piece of shit?
No.
Oh.
Actually, Kevin just sent me a very handsome donation for doing his shows the last couple of shows. And
I don't like him.
Yeah, well.
I'm fair to everyone except him. He said some very mean things about E-Rock, and that don't fly here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's funny, though.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, he's just mean. I like everyone else, though.
What about Neil?
Neil's the best. What he did on the Chappelle show was fantastic.
That's all he has.
It's all he needs.
That's all you need is the Chappelle show.
You need one big show, really. I'm working towards that.
Oh, you're almost there. I mean, you just had me on. Come on.
That's true. That's true. Thank you. So you were from Cleveland originally, based on the hat.
Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm a big Cavs fan.
Very good. What do you think of the Indians becoming the Guardians?
I think it stinks. It sucks. Mm-hmm. It's cancel culture. I'm not a fan of it. I still call them the Indians. I refuse to call them the Guardians. I think they caved. They didn't have to do that. But that's where we're going as a society. I still call the Washington Redskins the Redskins. Mm-hmm. I don't like censorship of any kind. Like you? You don't like it either.
Nope. I was censored and blocked, and I did not like it.
No. So I can't support this. Two Bears, One Cave is a great podcast. Chad, be honest. I disagree.
Is that Bert Kreischer's show?
Yes. Although yeah. I did listen to the episode with Quentin Tarantino because Bert wasn't on it.
I'm not a big fan of Bert.
You and me both, brother. Fame and fortune has not turned him into a good guy.
Like, if I was to meet him, I would say, I get it. The machine. Move on.
It's absolutely right. I can't disagree. Vinny Cash, this is gay. This is gay.
Thank you, Vinny Cash.
Vinny Cash is a good guy.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate, baby.
Thank you. Why did you vote for Donald Trump 2 times?
I didn't.
Are you sure?
I didn't vote. I just... Because... I didn't vote, but I wanted him over Hillary Clinton, for sure. Hillary Clinton, I hate the Clintons. I think they're the worst people ever.
Thank you.
And I want Ron DeSantis to win the Republican nomination. I love that guy. He should be president. You're I think Donald Trump's a little too polarizing, and I think his day has come and gone, and you see what the left does in reaction. Oh, now he's gone. All right,
just taking a drink of water.
I guess this isn't a political show.
No, we do it. We talk about all topics here. Actually, I'm having a political guest on, hopefully next week, the world famous Andrea Brower. She's also from Florida, and we are going to discuss the runoff in Georgia.
Ooh. But,
yes, less of a comedy show, that one.
Is this a family program?
You can swear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Fuck!
Ooh, language.
I don't know what's going to happen to your... I know you're monetized on YouTube. I might have messed that up.
It's okay.
Take that part out. Cut that part out.
Hey, Chippa. So, that's all the questions I had. So, let's riff some more. You had some things you wanted to say. I think you want to yell at some people. Please, go ahead.
I've done Chip Chipperson's show before.
Have you really?
Twice.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, it's fun. Jim Norton's a great dude.
Who's that?
Great comic.
Who's Jim?
Norton.
Never heard of him.
Oh.
Chip's good, though.
Oh. Okay.
It's called kayfabe.
I got it.
All right, good, good. Don't want to ruin the gimmick, you know.
I got you. You got a whole thing going on.
Exactly. Exactly. So, please, who do you want to yell at?
Nobody.
Oh. Okay, as I said, I would give you a platform to communicate with the haters and trolls. And that's
what ultimately part happens of the show. Is I'd say if I were to put a percentage on it, 70% of them end up becoming a fan. So, I don't mind turbulence. So, if you guys want to do what you do, do what you do. I don't care. Because it always happens. I've been doing broadcasting for forever now, and I've seen shows come and go, and it is what it is.
So, yes, I would say that's a good approach. I was associated with Stuttering John before. I was actually one of his writers.
Oh, he had a writer.
I wrote some of his questions for his Washington, D.C. trip. We were good pals. And because of haters and trolls sending him misinformation, he blocked me. And unfortunately, I didn't like that.
He blocked me, too.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Come on, John. Oh, this guy. Anyway, I've been trying
John
to...
John Melendez.
That's him.
See, I just want to show you proof.
Oh, John. For shame. Why? He said
I was right wing, and I was... he also said that I was... what do you call it? MAGA?
Oh, MAGA. Yeah. I don't like that either. But he blocked me, and I was really a supporter. And I... Yes, Jules David. Thank you. Let's put that up. Jules David. Jules David's a good egg. Please sign up.
Thank you, Jules David. Chad's Patreon. My Patreon, guys. Patreon.com/sitdownzumok for as little as $3.
Oh.
And I just did a whole episode on Frank Pellegrino, him and Chrissy Mayer, the Clintons of comedy, how they do all kinds of shady shit behind the scenes to make her online narrative something. So that's up there right now. And the reason why there's a lot of things going on is because I keep calling them out, and they don't like it. They don't like when they're called out. They don't like when... I say who they really are, and I say she's not funny, and it bothers them, and they'll get other podcasts to go against me, and they'll tell them what to do and what to say, and I'm on to them, and they don't like it, and they're trying to silence me, and I won't play ball with them. So that's what's going on here. So check out that episode. Sit down, Zumok. I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless.
I've updated the scroll across the bottom. It previously said patreon.com/ChadZumok, so hopefully there isn't a patreon.com Chad Zumok that you're not associated with. That's now got a whole bunch of followers. I've updated Sit Down Zumok. Everybody, there it is. But you mentioned Frank Pellegrino. I've had a run-in with him recently, too.
Yeah, he's a shady dude. He's probably watching this right now because he just sits on his ass all day watching everything on YouTube because he doesn't have a job. And they're trying to build this brand. They want a brand... Chrissy's a brand comic. She's right wing. She's conservative. And that's 5 years ago, she was a feminist and whatever she has to do to get ahead.
Well, people do change. I'll allow that. I wasn't always a potato on YouTube, but I want to ask, what I was told was it was Frank Pellegrino that convinced you not to do my show. Is that true?
No.
Oh,
somebody else sent me a message.
Not Frank Pellegrino.
No.
Oh. So I've been hating on him for no reason?
No, you should hate on him. He's a shady.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Tell me more.
Tell me my... What do you want?
We do have a question in the Super Chat from Jules David. Thanks for the $5. Will Chad address the SJ appearance that was set up last year? Was his aunt really doxed? I don't know what this means, please.
Yes, I can answer that. Stuttering... She's referring to Stuttering John. So... I went on Who Are These Podcasts last year during the lockdowns. I was still living in Ohio when I went on the podcast, and I thought it'd be funny because at the time Kevin Brennan was shitting all... Where'd you go? All right.
Water.
All right.
Sorry, technical difficulty. Kevin Brennan
was shitting all over Chrissy like nonstop. That's how I found out about her. So I thought it'd be funny to go on Who Are These Podcasts and shit on her and stick up for Stuttering John. I didn't know him at the time. I never met him. So it didn't go well. It backfired. It became a thing. And then Kevin had Stuttering John on his podcast, and we were shitting all over Chrissy. And then it was before everyone was like really going after John. I think they were at the time. And then John was being like, he booked me on a show without me agreeing to it. I never said, yeah, I'll do your show. And at the time, somebody put my aunt's address on Reddit. And then he put something out with my email address. I don't remember exactly how it went, but I sent him a DM. Like, I go, what the fuck are you doing? You're a fucking idiot. Take that down. And then he started coming after me saying, I'm a piece of shit. I'm a fucking asshole.
Stuttering John did.
Yeah. So he turned on me because he booked me without me saying I was going on. And he put out my, you know, I don't know if he had something to do with my aunt's address, but he put out my email address and it became a thing. So it all backfired.
I don't think he did that on purpose. He is technically inept, but he does have quite a short fuse.
What's that?
He does have quite a short fuse.
Yes. Yes.
So thank you for that. Thank you, Jules David, for the great question. That was great.
She fucking nailed it.
You know, I can see your computer screen in your sunglasses. I hope you're not doxing yourself.
Oh, no, it's just your show that's in front of me.
Okay, good. No pornography?
None.
Okay. What kind of pornography do you like?
I'm actually on a porn hiatus. I haven't watched porn in 2 months.
Ooh. Congratulations. How?
What's that?
How?
I'm trying to eliminate distractions.
No, but how?
How? Just that you just don't watch it.
Well, I don't know if that's possible.
Oh, it's possible.
You have like some app that forces you to not?
No, it's just self-control.
What's that?
I don't have time to explain it.
Okay. Is it because I'm a potato?
Yeah. Oh. I'm racist.
Hmm. But yes, Chrissy Mayer, she started something with Stuttering John. Have you heard the term dabbler?
Yeah, I know all about it.
She
jumped on that train. She jumped on the train.
She actually started the train. She put the key in the train ignition and started it. And she coined the term dabbler.
Yeah. You guys should be ripping on her.
Tell me why. What can we rip on her about? Please give me some things. Well, okay. Other than that, I mean, that's obvious to everyone.
So, yeah.
Just the not being funny part?
Yeah. That's why it all started with me and her. I just didn't think she was funny. And I stand by it. And I'm sorry it bothers people, but that's just my opinion.
And on the Cardiff Electric podcast, you, my friend, are entitled to your opinion.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yes. What do you think about Carl? You were on his show.
Yeah, he's just trying to jump on the whole, he's just trying to appease Kumia. He's doing well for himself with it, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
Would you say he's a cuck?
Yeah.
A Kumia cuck.
Yes. That's a good description.
I've heard that before. I've heard that before.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I never really had a problem with him until he decided to come after me. And I'm just like, then people just start sending me things about him. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
Sorry. So we have a super chat. Now, the last time I asked a guest this question, he ended the show immediately. So I'm a little hesitant. So please, if you do not want to address this question, I will understand. But can Chad tell a funny joke for us?
Sure. Come see me November 28th, opening for Daniel Tosh in Sarasota. December 1st with Don Jameson at Side Splitters, and December 2nd and 3rd with Don Jameson and Jim Florentine at the Boca Box Theater, where I'll be telling all kinds of jokes. And if you want to come home, where I'm from, Cleveland, Ohio area, I'll be at the Funny Stop the 26th and 27th for my birthday shows, telling jokes. So come on out and you'll hear all kinds of jokes.
Happy birthday. When? 26th and 27th of what month?
December.
December. In Cleveland. The
27th.
Oh, you're a Christmas baby.
I am a Christmas baby.
Did you get ripped off as a child?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Here's your birthday / Christmas present.
That sucked.
Yeah.
I feel for you. But yes, the last time I asked Jackie the Jokeman if he could tell me a joke. And He left the show. He was very upset by that. I thought he would enjoy telling a joke.
Well, he has jokes. Like, they're legit jokes. They're not like stand-up routine.
That's, yeah, I thought it would be perfect for the show, but he disagreed.
I'll tell you my first joke I've ever written.
Please.
I think I'd be a horrible organ donor.
Why?
Because I'm an Indian giver. That was my first joke.
Hold on. I get it.
Yep. Little misdirection there.
It's not politically correct in today's climate. You must
be a Guardians giver.
That's better. Are all your jokes Cleveland themed?
I'm trying to stay on brand. I got a brand, Cleveland themed.
I do love Cleveland, actually.
Do you really?
I do. I've been there for a few baseball games. I've been to the Christmas Story House, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What's that?
Jacobs Field. I still call it Jacobs Field. It's Progressive Field.
Yes, Progressive Field. Because they're a progressive town.
It's in Tremont. And here's a great story, Potato Man. Is the Christmas Story is a half mile away from Ariel Castro's house where he kidnapped the three women that were in his basement for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. He's a good bass player.
Half mile away.
Really good bass player. I saw him once.
He's a good bass. Are you from Cleveland? Because that's a deep cut right there.
The bass player?
No, the fact that you knew he was a bass player.
Oh, I'm just, I'm not from Cleveland.
Yes,
next
you
question.
Are. You are from Cleveland, aren't you?
No.
Because nobody knows that Ariel Castro was a bass player. Nobody.
What? Next question.
You're busted. And you knew the Christmas Story house was there.
I'm a tourist.
What part of Cleveland are you from?
North. I'm not from Cleveland. I've been there a few times. That's all. Baseball game. Big baseball fan.
You know some deep cuts, though.
Yes, yes.
What's your baseball team?
All of them.
What's your favorite baseball team?
Well, they're Guardians now.
You're an Indians fan.
The Guardians.
Oh, my goodness. Kenny Lofton, Albert Bell. Let's keep going. Jim Thome, Manny Ramirez, Eddie Murray. I can name that whole squad.
Mm-hmm. This next year is the year.
Next, Tito Martinez.
Thank you for the $1.99, B-Dabbler. Chad, you seem to have lost that spark. Why so angry? First, I don't even want you to answer this because this B-Dabbler, I think he's a troll.
I'm not angry. What am I angry about?
We have an Expos fan in the audience. She's a little out of date.
Expos. Yeah,
Nationals.
They're the Nationals now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy who wore the catcher for the Expos? Gary
Sanchez?
No.
Gary, the Expos.
He was like one of their best. Now I got to look it up.
Hey, Siri, who was the Expos catcher named Gary?
One moment.
Well, fuck you.
Okay. I found this.
Gary Carter.
Gary Carter.
Gary, check it out.
Siri worked for once.
I had Gary Carter's rookie card.
Ooh.
I'm not sure I understand.
Shut up.
What was your favorite? Did you collect baseball cards?
Yes.
What was your most favorite baseball card and the most prized possession baseball card?
Maybe the Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card.
1989?
Upper Deck Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card.
I got that in a package, you know, like an Upper Deck package, and it was the very first card. And at the time in the Beckett, it was like $500. I should have sold it.
It's not worth that anymore, I don't think, is it?
No, not at all. None of those cards are worth anything.
Yeah, I had the entire 91 Donruss set that I put together card by card from the packages. That was quite an accomplishment.
91. Who was in that class? Rookies. I'm
trying to think. I don't remember, but it was the red border cards.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Ricky Henderson 1980 rookie. I had a Kirby Puckett, Fleer rookie.
Thank you for the $2, oh Canadian. Happy birthday, Cardiff. It's not my birthday, but thank you.
I had a Tony Gwynn rookie, a Don Mattingly rookie.
Very nice.
My favorite baseball player growing up was Mark Grace, because the Chicago Cubs, the WGN network was on more than the Guardians.
Thank you for the $5, Chico Ruiz and Chad in Cardiff. Amazing chemistry. How did you guys get to be such a good... That's a good question, but I think we should consider doing this on a regular basis. But before you answer that with an obvious yes, I want to know, do you have Barry Bonds rookie card?
I had Barry Bonds, Pittsburgh Pirates rookie, Bobby Bonilla's Pittsburgh Pirates rookie, Andy Van Slyke's Pittsburgh Pirates rookie card.
Isn't it interesting how different Barry Bonds looked on his rookie card to his home run smashing seasons?
He never had to do steroids. He was already an incredible player. He was when he was with Pittsburgh, he was but he saw Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa getting all the, he's like, fuck these guys. So he started taking roids, but he didn't have to do it. He was already great.
He was great, but he wanted to be greater. Actually, Tex Fartson brings up Nolan Ryan. I have a set of Nolan Ryan cards that are always very meaningful to me. It was like a Nolan Ryan tribute set. I think it was from, what was the card company that started with a B?
B
was it Bennett? Yeah,
Topps, Donruss, Upper Deck, Fleer.
Maybe it was
Fleer. There was the Canadian Topps, which was, I forgot the name of that.
Who gives a fuck about Canada?
Yeah, trust me, I know. If you get a chance, watch the Nolan Ryan documentary on Netflix. It's fantastic.
Ooh, was it the Knuckleball in the Knot documentary?
I think so.
Or is it just about Nolan Ryan?
It was all about Nolan Ryan.
Oh, thank you for the $4.99, Charlotte. Prolific. You're the Dick Cavett of potatoes. He might be. I think he's talking to me, but. Yes. Score? No, it wasn't score, obnoxious. John Beckett. Maybe Beckett. Anyways, it was a whole Nolan Ryan set. It kind of showed him, you know, as a young baseball player, as an old baseball player. I like Nolan Ryan. He could throw a fastball.
I'm telling you, this documentary on Netflix is fantastic. It goes through his whole career.
I will check. You want to watch it right now?
Yeah.
We should do a watch party.
I think you'll get kicked off YouTube.
I've got a couple copies. You know, Conan O'Brien gave me a copyright strike the other day.
Team Coco?
Team Coco, that mother. Bowman. Thank you, Graham Wellington.
Bowman. Yes.
Bowman.
Bowman. Yes. I forgot about Bowman. Here's the thing. I was supposed to do Conan's show because I went to Mark Norman's Conan taping and I met their booker, JB, whatever the fuck his last name is. And I sent him my tape and they were going to say, look, we're going to get you on next season or next year. And then lockdowns happened and then Conan's show got taken off. So I never got to do it.
How did you survive through COVID?
I moved to Florida.
So you were able to still do comedy in Florida?
Yeah, I was always going to move to Florida eventually, but living in L.A., I hated it already. And then when the lockdowns happened, I just said I was going to move back to New York, but I said, no, I'm just going to go to Florida and call it a life.
Have you ever been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes, a couple of times. I got a private tour once. And I got to see Michael Jackson's Beat It jacket in the back room. They didn't even have it on his display.
Oh, very nice. Did you see the latest induction ceremony?
Was that with Eminem?
With Eminem and Judas Priest and Dolly Parton.
I watched a couple things online. It's getting out of hand. I mean, eventually they're going to be fucking bringing Ariana Grande and the cast of Cats in because they're running out of bands. I went one year in 2011 when it was in Cleveland with Jim Florentine, and it was one of the greatest evenings of my life. Would you like to hear the story, Potato?
Yes, but was that in the Metallica year?
No, that was the Guns N' Roses, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Beastie Boys.
Good year. One. That's a good one. That's a good one to be at. If you're going to be at one, please go ahead.
So at the time, I was on the radio in Cleveland, and we were going there because the rumors were Axl Rose and Slash were going to reunite that night. And as you know, they eventually reunited, but not that night. They had Miles Kennedy as the front man. So Florentine flew in, and at the time he was on that metal show, and we didn't have tickets. It was like the hottest ticket in town. Nobody can get in. Even my radio station didn't give us tickets. So it was downtown at the Cleveland Public Forum, And we said, we're just going to sneak in.
Wait. It's not actually at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, it was at the Cleveland Public Forum, which is an old venue that's still there. Mm-hmm. And we basically went in through the back like Goodfellas, like through the kitchen. And everywhere we went, either someone knew Jim or they knew who I was. So they just assumed we were supposed to be backstage. And we eventually got backstage and we're just hanging out. And it was like free open bar. And everybody was there, like ZZ Top, anybody you can think of. We saw John Cougar Mellencamp and Meg Ryan, you know, the Chili Peppers. And for me, I was a huge Beastie Boys fan. So out of nowhere, the Beastie Boys come walking in. And I was just starstruck. I was like, oh, my God, it's fucking Ad-Rock, Mike D. MCA wasn't there. He died a couple weeks later. But I got to meet all these people, and it was so cool and random, and we weren't supposed to be back there.
Very nice. Very nice. What did you think of Guns N' Roses?
It was great. I mean, it was Miles Kennedy was singing, but it was fine. I mean, it was cool. I think it was Slash, Duff, Miles Kennedy. On drums, I think it was
Steven Adler, or was it Matt Sorum?
I think they both were, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, okay, yes. They needed to supplement the Steven Adler drumming with some Matt Sorum, possibly.
Yeah, and then the rhythm guitar player was the guy who replaced who's the original rhythm guitar player that wrote a lot of the songs?
Izzy Stradlin.
Yeah, who replaced him in the Use Your Illusions?
Gilby Clark.
Gilby Clark was the guy playing rhythm guitar.
Good guy.
Great guy. You should have him on the podcast.
I've tried, believe me.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
I'm relentless, though.
Chad, you actually sound likable today. Cleveland hates you, though.
Where's
Come
that?
Come on, man.
Oh, I didn't put that up. How did that get up there? Hold on.
I'm convinced Potato's from Cleveland. He knows too much.
If I was from Cleveland, I wouldn't have asked the question, was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? See, obviously, I'm not from Cleveland.
You're nearby. You're either in Pennsylvania or Indiana.
I've been to Detroit, too. Are you going to accuse me of such things?
Ah, you're from Detroit, like no. Dave Landau.
No. I am not from Detroit. Where is Pat
Gilbert is?
Sorry?
You know who Dan Gilbert is?
No.
Okay.
There's a question here about Pat Dixon. Do you have issues with Pat Dixon? He was on my show.
Did Pat Dixon do your show?
He did my show. Before no. I did a video format, but
I was supposed to do Pat Dixon's show a long time ago, and I think he holds that against me because I blew it off.
Oh. Why would you blow it off?
I was living with Gino at the time, which is the irony. And I was living with Gino, and he called because we went to Gotham because who's the guy he has on his show, the bald guy? He was like my Kevin Dombrowski. He was opening for Carlos Mencia, and he goes, you want to go to Gotham and hang out and get drunk? I go, yeah, let's go. So I blew it off. Ironically, I blew off Pat Dixon's show to hang out with Gino at the time. How crazy is that?
That's what did Carlos. Thought,
years later, he would have knocked him out.
Did Carlos Mencia steal any of your jokes?
No, but we drank on his tab. We went to a karaoke bar afterwards, and I've told the story many a times, and Carlos goes, whatever you guys want, it's on my tab. We're like, bad news. So we drank. Whatever revenge Joe Rogan ever wanted on him, we took care of it that evening because we were buying drinks for everybody off of Carlos Mencia's tab.
See, now I'm being accused of being from Buffalo. See what you've started, Chad?
Oh, you are from Buffalo.
No.
Yes, you are.
Why is that?
What's better, Duff's or Anchor Bar?
Duff's.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Anchor Bar.
You're from Buffalo. We're the same goddamn city. Buffalo and Cleveland are the same.
No. I've never been to Mighty Taco either.
Oh, you are showing your cards, my friend. Have you been to Helium?
No. Have you played there?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite clubs. I love Buffalo Helium.
Going next?
What's that?
When are you going next?
I don't know. After the lockdowns, things just got weird. As a road comic. And, you know, it's just everything got weird. I don't like going anywhere unless it's like really good money. And I love Helium, but I only featured there. I never headlined.
What does that mean? I'm a potato. I'm not a comedian. What does it mean to feature? Please explain to my stupid audience what that means.
All right.
Dummy. Not for me. I mean, I understand, but the dummies watching right now.
Yeah, they don't understand.
Yes.
The guy who opens the show, the host, okay. He does usually around 10 to 15.
So is that generally a local comic?
Local, yeah. Sometimes it's a two-man show where the host will feature also and do like 30 up top. Then you bring up the feature act who does 20 to 25 in the middle. And the headliner does 45 to an hour, which is the guy on the marquee. And that's usually, you know, whoever was there. Hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. What's that donut place in Buffalo that's really good? I went there with Bobby Kelly. It's like a legendary donut place.
Dunkin' Donuts?
No. You know what I'm talking about.
Krispy Kreme.
All right. You're not going to play ball.
I can't. I actually don't know. I don't eat carbs.
Do you listen to Shred and Reagan?
Of course. WBUF. Shred and Reagan in the mornings. Are they still on? I haven't listened to the radio in a while.
I have not. I don't. I used to do their show when I was in Buffalo.
You lived in Buffalo?
No, when I would do Helium, I'd go on Shred and Reagan. And Josh Potter was their producer, who's now a comic who does his own podcast.
Interesting. Of the Great Lakes, which is your favorite?
Erie? Come on, son. I used to have a condo on Erie, Lake Erie, when I lived in Cleveland. Have you ever been to Erie, Pennsylvania?
I have.
They used to have a great comedy club called Juniors there, and I used to like going there because drinks were like, you could go to a bar, drink all night, and your bar tab was like $10.
That's pretty good. I like that.
And plus, that Pizza Bomber is from Erie. Remember that? You ever see that documentary of the guy?
Oh, the strap the bomb to him.
Yeah, they strapped the bomb to him, and he went in and he blew up on Peach Street.
Is that Michael Cera or the other guy that looks like Michael Cera?
The other guy looks like Michael Sierra.
Yes, the other guy. It's got to suck for that guy being known as the guy that looks like Michael Cera, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a terrible life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what's next for Chad Zumach?
I want to collect baseball cards again.
I'm in. Want to trade?
What's that?
You want to trade? I can go get my cards right now. You want to talk baseball?
My aunt's house.
Where's that? Where's the address? Actually, ask John. He'll give me the address.
Stowe, Ohio. They actually put. I know they put it on Reddit. My poor aunt. She's a lovely lady.
So she's sitting on the stockpile of baseball cards.
She has all of them. I just left them there.
Now, are they just like piled in a box and all destroyed, or did you put them in, you know, safety sleeves?
No, the sleeves, and I got the sleeves, like the really expensive ones are in the plastic, but they're just sitting there.
Why is it that in the card world, now this might be a controversial statement, so I hope I don't get canceled for this, but in the card world, why is it that baseball cards and hockey cards seem to be the only relevant cards? Football never really took off. Why is that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I would like a Herschel Walker rookie card.
Would you like one?
I would, in honor of his upcoming senatorial win.
I have a Bo Jackson football rookie and a baseball rookie.
Wow. Do you have a Michael Jordan rookie card? Baseball?
I have a... No, I don't. When he played for the minor leagues, the White Sox?
Yes, Upper Deck made a card for him.
Did you know that Tito Martinez was his manager when he played for the Double-A team?
I did not.
There you go.
I did not. So Kinky Loco has a question. Will Chad be attending DabbleCon 2023?
I was never invited. They wouldn't even let me at the Orlando Improv. You think they're going to let me at DabbleCon? They were all afraid to meet me.
Why wouldn't they let you at the Orlando Improv?
Because Frank Pellegrino is a pussy cunt coward.
Pellegrino is how it's pronounced. So I interrupted you. He's a pussy cunt coward, you said?
Yes, in order.
Pussy cunt coward. Okay, please expand on that. This is good content.
This is good. It's called Paula's Donuts.
Oh, Paula's.
Yeah.
Did Bobby Kelly just send you a message?
No, I just looked it up because it was driving me crazy.
Because I'd like him to on my show. But he's skinny now, you know.
I seen. I went to his special that he taped that Louis C.K. directed.
Did you? Where was that recorded?
St. Pete's, right across the bridge.
In Florida?
Florida.
Wow.
Florida, the rapper.
You're near St. Pete. You're in Tampa then?
Yes.
Okay, so St. Pete's for the where the Tampa Bay Rays play, across the bridge there.
Have you been to that ballpark?
It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
What is up there?
Just that ballpark.
I heard there was rumors that the Rays were going to move half a season to Montreal.
For kind what?
They were going to play half the season, so the cold part of the season in Florida, so the beginning of the season, and then the back half of the season in Montreal. And there were rumors on the internet that they were going to call the team the X-Rays, like the Expos and the Rays. Get it? I didn't just make that up. Yeah.
That's off the cuff. That's called riffing.
No, I actually read it in a sports page.
Oh.
Yeah. But those plans were squashed.
Well, the Toronto Raptors were playing down here in Tampa during the COVID lockdowns.
Is that basketball?
Yes.
Oh. During COVID?
During the lockdowns, yeah. They came to Toronto because Canada had all those weird restrictions, so they came down to play down here at the arena, which is about 3 miles away from where I live.
Hmm. Canada's fucked.
Yeah.
Well, there's a question for you in the chat. Is Chad the Florida man I keep hearing about in the news? Please confirm or deny.
Yes. Every Florida story is usually about me. So, yes.
I hear you recently got into a car accident. Are you feeling better?
I'm sore, but I'm fine.
That's good. What happened?
I got. I was coming back from a shitty gig, and a car smashed into my friend's car, and it was scary.
Like T-boned, head-on, rear-ended?
It was... The car went through an intersection and smashed the driver's side front and spun us, and the airbags deployed. My friend broke their collarbone, and I just got some whiplash.
So it hit the driver's side. You weren't driving?
No.
Okay. Well, that's
thank God.
That's good.
Right? Hey, subscribe to my YouTube channel so I could be a YouTuber.
Somebody, if my moderators are in the chat, please post Chad's YouTube channel in the comments. Thank you. How many subscribers do you have on YouTube now?
I think I just got an email saying I have over 2,000, and that just
congratulations.
But I was never really, I didn't really pay attention to YouTube, but now everyone started making fun of my YouTube numbers, so I'm like, all right, I'll try now because I wasn't trying. Now I'm trying.
That's like making fun of someone's junk when they aren't erect, you know? I'm a grower, not a shower, as they say.
Perfect analogy. Perfect.
Thank you, Jules David. Jules David is great. If I could give you the wrench, I would. I don't know how to do that, though. But there's your YouTube link, youtube.com/@sitdownzumok.
We're doing it!
Yes. I had a question, and I forgot it. When I put this link up, hold on. It will come to me.
Let's talk more Buffalo stuff.
Buffalo rules.
Are you a Bills fan?
What a game.
Wow.
What a game. There's one thing the Bills have definitely done this year. That's entertain.
I had them going to the Super Bowl, but they're fucking pissing me off. I was pissed they beat the Browns like they did, and then they squeaked by on the Lions, and they're playing the Patriots.
But what a game it was.
The December 1st, they're playing the Patriots.
Oh, the Patriots. Oh, that's right. Yes. Well, you're a big football fan, aren't you? You do a football show with that fuckface?
Hey! It's my friend. Great guy.
When he... Oh, who?
Who are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you did one with Kevin Brennan.
Oh, I used to. He quit.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, because he's an asshole. The other guy's good.
It was his idea, too, and he quit.
Okay, that's fine, then. I like that guy that you do a football show with, but not Kevin Brennan. Until he apologizes, he's dead to me.
He apologized to me.
Didn't apologize to me. Fuck him. I don't know what this means. Oh, no, that's not nice. Where's Teeb? What's that? I don't know what that means.
Oh, Jason Tebow? I used to do a podcast called Punch Drunk Sports with Jason Tebow and Sam Tripoli and Ari Shaffir. And then I got kicked off because I suggested Patton Oswalt may or may not have killed his wife and all things comedy. You're not supposed to talk like that in Hollywood. And all things comedy said, we can't have this guy on our network. We're going to lose sponsors.
Well, I mean, but we all know what really happened there, right?
With Patton Oswalt?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he wanted to marry his crush from high school, the girl from Dream a Little Dream with the two Corys. So he knew his wife probably had a pill problem, and I don't think he necessarily tried to stop her. Mm-hmm. USA
versus England. You've got USA in that. I'm assuming we're talking about football.
America, baby.
Are they playing today?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. Is this going well?
I think so. I'm just kind of stuttering here because I forgot my question. And it was a really good one, too. Don't you hate when that happens? You have a really good question, and then Jules David posts a link, and then you forget the question.
Fucking Jules David.
Jules David.
Fucking throwing everybody off.
Someone's asking why you're wearing sunglasses. Is it because you're in Florida?
There's a ring light. If you see the reflection,
there it is. It's the reflection. I get it.
Buffalo. I'm looking up Buffalo stuff.
Buffalo stuff. You know the best part about Buffalo?
What?
It's not Canada.
Ah.
Have you been to Canada?
Yes.
And where?
What a shithole. No, Niagara Falls and Toronto.
Oh, yeah, those suck. I've been there, too.
Yeah. What's the suburb in Buffalo?
Lackawanna?
Nope. There's
Grand
a Trader
Island?
Jones in that suburb.
Grand Island?
Nope.
Niagara Falls? Cheektowaga?
Nope.
That's all I got.
That's all you got? Okay, you might not be from Buffalo.
Thank you.
Here, I'm going to look it up because it's driving me crazy.
It's Trader Joe's?
Crazy. Come on.
Tonawanda?
No. What the fuck, man? Now I'm mad. Now I'm angry. It's not giving me any information. Trader Joe's. Hold on.
Hey, Siri. What's the closest Trader Joe's to Buffalo, New York?
The nearest one I see is Trader Joe's on Niagara Falls Boulevard in Buffalo.
It's in Buffalo.
Want to try that one?
It's Amherst.
Oh, Amherst, yes.
Perfect.
I'm a big... No, I don't want to call them. Directions. Shut up. Which would you like? Go fuck off.
Even the Buffalo wings at Wegmans is good.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that wings were invented by mistake?
I think Anchor Bar is the very first place wings... Isn't that true? Like the very first wings of all time?
It was Anchor Bar, I believe, and... You know, it was just something that was discarded back in the day. I remember when I was a young potato, you could get chicken wings for like 6 cents a wing. It was garbage food.
Here's and a now, good idea. Did you know that Buffalo Bills? Oh, it's off the screen.
Oh, sorry. What? Where? What?
Something about the Buffalo Bills were the only NFL team to actually play in New York. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills are the only NFL team to actually play in the state of New York. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Giants and Jets play in Jersey.
Yeah. There's a little trivia for everybody. See, you learn by watching this show.
Mm-hmm. And the funny
education.
The funny thing is, New York City, you know, they always brag. Hey, we're the Big Apple. We're the best. They don't even have a football stadium. And then their two teams have to share a stadium.
Yeah.
Bunch of cucks.
Yeah, and the Yankees playing the Bronx.
Buffalo. Buffalo is going to be getting a new football stadium soon for the Bills. That'll be exciting. I've heard that. Yep. Thanks for the $2. Exactly $6 million. What do you have to say to Steel Toe Morning Show? I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's just some dumb show. That's they're totally doing what everyone else is doing.
What's that?
They're just doing a watered down version of what like Kumia and Shuly and Levy are.
I've had Shuly on my show, not Levy.
Shuly's a good dude. I've known him for a long time.
Yeah, I had him on my show.
Levy's a good guy. I've known him forever.
Good I don't like Levy.
Good guys.
I don't. I'm a little upset with Levy.
How come?
He got me blocked by Rich Voss.
What did you say to Rich?
Well, I confused Rich with Bob Levy. I accused him of eating blue cheese out of someone's ass, and he blocked me. But it was a simple mistake.
You want me to text Bob or Rich to have you unblocked?
I would love that, actually. Thank you. Could we call him?
Well, I don't want to call him.
He'll be okay with it. It's not golf season. This is awesome.
Hey, Voss. Okay. What's your handle?
At Cardiff Elect on Twitter.
Can you unblock Cardiff Elect?
Elect.
Cardiff. Hold on. Let me delete that.
Fucking Siri. And no, Mikey, I don't like blue cheese.
Cardiff Elect?
Yes.
On Twitter. I'm doing his podcast. I'll let you know if he texts me back.
I would appreciate that. You're a good egg, Chad Zumok.
Thanks, buddy.
You're winning people over today.
I'm not like Gino. I don't need to win.
Or punch people.
Oh, well, Gino's not punching people.
I thought he did.
No, Pat Dixon punched Gino in the face, which was lovely.
Oh, it's the other way around. I'm sorry. I thought Gino was the puncher, not the punchee.
Oh, he's the punchee, and that's why he's angry.
Why?
Because he got punched.
But he's kind of... Go ahead.
He's obnoxious. He's a loudmouth. His brain is just marinating in booze and drugs, and he's losing it.
Hmm. That's not good.
No!
Do you do drugs?
Never done drugs my entire life. Never smoked pot.
Not even pot.
Never tried it.
But you're in Florida. I mean, you're probably drinking heroin in the tap water.
Nope, never done heroin. I didn't drink until I was 21. I was like a total straight edge. And then I saw the damage booze caused to me. I'm like, I don't want to bring anything else into this world.
What high school did you go to?
Kent Roosevelt High School.
Oh, in Ohio.
Yeah.
Kent, Rough Ohio.
Riders, baby.
The Rough Riders. My favorite high school team in Ohio. See, I'm trying to be relatable. I read that in a book about podcasting. Be relatable to your guests.
So what's your favorite? My high school?
Yes, the Rough Riders from Kent Roosevelt High School in Ohio.
There you go. Connection. You got it. Connections.
What did you major in high school?
I just graduated. That's all I did. But in college, I was a general studies major.
Where did you go to college?
Kent. Well, my first half season, I went to a small college, Division III college, in Hiram to play soccer because I was football. Good at soccer, but I didn't like it, and I quit because I was on the team, I wasn't playing, and I was like, this is stupid. So I quit, and I went to Kent State University.
Oh, I heard four people died there once.
Yeah, I killed them.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, I was Neil in the National Guard.
Neil Young wrote a song about you.
Tin soldiers in, Nixon's coming. Yep, yeah.
That's the one. You've heard it.
My dorm was right where the kids got shot. Like the parking lot to the left was where the kids got shot. My dorm was right there.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I look out the window. I'm like, oh, kids died right there. What? And then I'd laugh and we'd all laugh and then we'd go back to sleep.
What were they protesting anyway? I don't know. The song didn't tell us that.
World War One.
Oh.
Desert Storm.
Oh, so it was the 90s.
Ron DeSantis fought in Desert Storm.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Our next president.
Vote for this guy, guys. He's a leader. He's 44. He graduated Yale with honors. He's a family man. He was the only governor in the U.S. to make logical decisions during the COVID lockdowns. He analyzed the data. He's a smart guy. He graduated with honors. This guy needs to lead our nation. So go to the polls and vote for this guy in 2024, damn it.
I think Gavin Newsom made some pretty smart moves too, though, during COVID.
What was his moves?
He got rid of Rogan.
What did he do with Rogan?
He kicked him out of California.
Oh, Gavin.
Yes. What do you think I said?
I was thinking of Gavin from Kumia's guy.
Gavin Rosdale?
Yeah, from Bush.
From Bush?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't think of Gavin Newsom, the governor or mayor or whatever. Governor, yeah.
You know, since you brought up Bush, I have to say.
Breathe out.
That's it. I used to think they were a bunch of losers. And then I saw them live recently, a few years ago.
In Buffalo?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were awesome. They actually played with the Cult, who I was disappointed. They sucked. It was very disappointing. And then the fake Stone Temple Pilots with the fake singer.
Dude, I did a Rock on the Range in Columbus. It's like a big rock music festival, and they have like a comedy tent.
Mm-hmm.
And Stone Temple Pilots was there with the fake Scott Weiland.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like him. He moves like him.
He acts like him. It's disturbing.
It's creepy. It's a tribute show. We were in catering, like where we get food and everything, and he was just sitting by himself, like nobody was approaching him or hanging out with him, like he really was Scott Weiland or something.
Yeah, it's very. If he just sang the songs as himself, do the voice, I guess that's fine, but don't try and. I mean, it felt like a tribute show. That's what it felt like I was watching. But Bush stole the show.
Well, that's what Journey did. Journey went out and got that Filipino guy who doesn't look anything like Steve Perry,
mm-hmm.
and he nails the notes.
It's good. It's a good documentary about him. I think that's on Netflix too.
Steve Perry or Journey?
Journey, the Filipino kid, and how he's basically kept in a cage by and Journey.
So he has to perform?
Yes, they release him to perform and then they put him back in his cage and he's miserable. Who's your favorite band, Chad?
You know, I'm a 90s. I think the early 90s was the greatest time for music, in my opinion. Like when the Red Hot Chili Peppers released Blood Sugar Sex Magik. The Beastie Boys released Check Your Head. Guns N' Roses released Appetite. Well, they were like
Illusions. No, that was Illusions 1 and 2 in 91.
Yeah, Use Your Illusions 1 and 2. Then you had fucking the Nirvana. And you had Chris Cornell's band, Soundgarden.
Yep.
I think that whole era was, to this day, is what the music I listen to, always. And I think, in my opinion, Blood Sugar Sex Magik is one of the greatest albums of all time. Fantastic album.
I saw
my favorite guitar player. Sorry for talking over you. Go ahead.
No, please. You're the guest. I saw them this summer. I saw them back in the day, and I also saw them again this summer, and they by far they were better now than they were in the 90s. Amazing.
Yeah, I saw them in Orlando and they were fantastic. And these guys are in their 60s running around like maniacs. It's unbelievable. Flea's doing handstands.
And Will Ferrell on drums. Fantastic.
I met Chad Smith.
Did you?
Yeah, I met him a few times, but I had a nice 30-minute conversation with him at that one Rock on the Range festival, and he was a very nice guy, very approachable.
So Chili Peppers, that's your band, huh?
I have because I love that album so much, trust me, they got swings and misses for sure. Like they just released a double album, two double albums. And there's probably like 8 good songs on both albums, and there's like 17 songs on both albums. So there's a lot of swings and misses, but I like them just for the most part. But I like all those Guns N' Roses, you know, Metallica, Soundgarden, early Stone Temple Pilots was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Beastie Boys, bar none, is one of my favorite of all time. Public Enemy is a fantastic rap band. Mm-hmm. But if we're just talking instruments and rock, I mean, there's so many of them. Motorhead, we can keep going. I don't know.
How do you feel about Motley Crue?
I have an affection for them. They could be a little cheesy, mm-hmm. but, you know, they got a couple jams.
What are your 17 favorite songs for Motley Crue?
17 favorite songs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. To look up Motley Crue songs. I met Nikki Six because he used to be on the radio too. He had a radio show.
Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense. And his co-host was Carrie Kasem, who was Casey Kasem's daughter. And I got to be friends with her.
Mm.
She's a very attractive lady, if you will.
We have another question in the chat, music related, from Kinky Loco. What is your favorite Guar album? Mine is War Party.
I never really got into Guar.
Why? Because they're sick of you? Ha! Get it? That's the name of a Guar song.
That's a good one. That's a Chip Chipperson joke.
Yes. Yes, he probably stole that from me.
Kickstart My Heart's pretty good.
Yes. Do you know the Rock and Roller Coaster in Orlando at Universal Studios? Not the Rock and Roller Coaster. Never mind then.
Sorry to destroy your story with that.
Well, anyway, pretend you do know.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So, this roller coaster has this giant drop and whatever, but you can pick your music when you ride the roller coaster in Universal Studios, Orlando. Hopefully you don't accuse me of being from there. Anyway, you can pick Kickstart My Heart, and the song is timed perfectly to really kick in when you hit the big drop. It's fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
Oh, I was just getting my guitar since we're talking about music. It's time for the music portion of the show.
Who's your favorite guitar player?
Cardiff Electric.
Who are you influenced by?
Jeff Beck, mostly.
Jeff Beck. What about Lindsey Buckingham?
Yes. No, Dean Ween sucks, Dr. Scotty Jones. Do you like Ween?
They're too weird.
Yeah. Oops, that's not the one I meant.
It's a dorky band.
Mm-hmm. Especially when your name is Dean Ween. I mean, anybody who likes them must be a cuck. Sorry?
You actually know how to play.
Of course. I'm Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcaster and guitar player in the world today.
All right. Jimi Hendrix or Eddie Van Halen?
Ooh. I have to go Eddie.
Eric Clapton or Keith Richards?
Keith.
Jimmy Page or Brian May?
You know, that's a tough one. But I'll go Jimmy. We have a question. Do you like the Isotopes? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Yeah, nobody knows. Sounds very irrelevant. Or this one. Wenzer, do you like Weenzer? I don't know what Weenzer is. Maybe it means Weezer.
Their first album was pretty well, the first two albums were good, but I don't like Weezer fans. They bother me. Because they're just like fucking. I know this one kid that lived in Cleveland, and he's just like a nerd.
Mm-hmm. And
I don't know. I don't like people who worship Rivers Cuomo. It just bothers me.
I remember I was at a bar once, and there was a girl there, and she went to the Weezer show the night before. And I said, "How was the show?" And she talked for about 45 minutes.
That's annoying.
It just nonstop Weezer. It was terrible. Somebody said the Misfits suck. I don't know. Maybe you just have a bad attitude.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, here's one. Controversial statement from King Cap. Buckethead is the best guitar player. What say you, Chad?
What's the origin of Buckethead? Like, what's his story? I know he was in Guns N' Roses for a hot minute, but what is his whole story? Like, who is he?
Nobody knows. He's just like Cardiff Electric. Nobody knows. But he is a very good guitar player. He actually has, he's very prolific. He has probably hundreds of albums he's released. He is a very prolific guitar player. But yes, he was in Guns N' Roses for a hot minute.
And he wears the KFC bucket.
And he wears the KFC bucket on his head. That was the Chinese Democracy album. An underrated album, to say the least.
There's a couple of jams on there. Better is a great song.
I like the title track, Chinese Democracy. Shackler's Revenge.
Shackler's Revenge was a good song.
Thank you.
I think they play that. They play that now with Duff and Slash.
They do. When I saw them in 2017, they play. Yes, I think it was Shackler's Revenge. They played. That was the only song they played from that album.
They played Better when I saw them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and in the World was kind of a weird song, but it worked. Sorry is a great song.
That's a good song. That's a good song.
IRS isn't bad.
There was the one band I wish I saw in back in the day, the original lineup. That would have been fantastic. Yeah,
they were very combustible at the time. Mm-hmm. Brian Patrick Carroll is Buckethead's real name.
Oh, we don't want to dox people here, Chad.
Yeah, fucked it.
Have you ever heard of Jason Becker? He is the Mozart of our time, and I would bet my left nut on it. There's a fantastic documentary on him called Not Dead Yet, and it's fantastic. No, I haven't.
Jason Becker. I just pulled him up. He's an American composer and virtuoso guitarist.
So we have a question in the chat here. Would Chad rather co-host with Shuli or Carl? So gun to your head. I know you would. Well, actually, I guess it'd be Shuli. You've already answered that. Never mind.
I'm friends with Shuli.
Yes. Okay. But would you do a show with him?
I think Shuli's hilarious. He's fantastic. He's a great comic. He's a good broadcaster. Him and Levy are killing it with Uncle Rico. They're funny. They're comics. They're fantastic.
Would you go on Uncle Rico?
Yeah, of course.
Right now?
Right this second. Well,
there was a Metallica question here. I can't find it. What do you know about Metallica?
What do you mean, what do I know? I know...
I don't know. There was a question. I lost it. The chat's moving too fast. I just blocked four people by accident. Sorry.
I think Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets are my favorite Metallica albums.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cliff Burton was an amazing bass player. I think Jason Newsted was average, and Robert Trujillo is pretty, pretty good. They're solid. They're fantastic. Jim Brewer's has got some amazing Metallica stories because he opened for them for like an entire year, and I don't want to do him. He tells him on his podcast. So, but he was telling
opened for Metallica.
Yeah, it was crazy how he got the gig, and he was doing. It was like a lot of audience interaction, not straight stand up. But he does James Hetfield and Lars's voice like identical, and he tells. It's just so funny. I can't even do it justice.
He did crowd work with 40,000 people.
Yeah, it was a whole interactive thing, and he had like a DJ. It was like a whole weird. He'd do a little stand-up, he'd do trivia, he'd go backstage, and, you know, he did it for an entire year.
So we have a question from Insufferable Bastards Podcast. Sounds like a great podcast. F, Mary, Kill, Gino, Carl, or Ski Mask? I know two of those.
I'm going to say kill all three.
That's not how the game works, but thank you.
That's how I play.
There's another question for you here. Would Chad have spite sex with Chrissy Mayer to get back at Pellegrino?
No, I don't find her attractive.
We need an Uncle Cardiff crossover. Well, thank you, but I don't think Chad can help me with that. Thank you. Well, someone's answered F, Ski Mask, Mary, Carl, kill the other. Okay, thank you, Graham Wellington. We are making magic happen.
Oh, I want to thank us. I guess they're in your chat. Steve and Hal, they just signed up to my Patreon. So they said they're here for Cardiff.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve and Hal. Please make sure you sign up to mine, too. Unless you've already done that, then please up your tier immediately. Thank you. See, we're making friends. At Cardiff Electric, we make friends, not haters and trolls. That's our tagline. Do you have a cold?
Who, me?
Yes.
I have the sniffles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need
COVID.
Do you really?
I don't know.
It's been nice knowing you. I've heard COVID kills people.
Thanks, Jules.
No, I think you're thinking.
Is this patience?
Yes, that's what we all need, is a little patience. That's because if you didn't have patience and come on our show, we never would have become friends. And next time you come to Buffalo, I mean, wherever I am, I will come to see your show.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Chad. Any plugs before we end the stream?
Yeah, check out my website, danecook.com.
I am a marketing professional, and generally you wouldn't want to name your website someone else's name, but that's up to you.
No, I'm a YouTuber now. I'm not a comedian. I'm on YouTube now. So YouTube.com, right there. Sit down, Zumok, or Patreon.com. Sit down, Zumok. Need a little patience.
With the mask, it's kind of hard to hear your plugs. Just FYI, if you're going to YouTube, you should probably not wear the mask.
Get COVID.
Well, that's true. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know how many potatoes were killed during that pandemic?
Oh, don't get me started. You guys almost went extinct.
Exactly. But there was a lot of gnocchi. That's a pasta joke. Think about it.
Listen, I was hesitant to come on the show, but I'm glad I did. You're a funny guy.
Thank you, Chadrick. Is your real name Chadrick?
No, it's just Chad.
Just Chad. Like that's on your birth certificate, Chad?
Chad. It was going to be Chadwick because I was named after a character in an Elvis movie. My mom named me, she wanted to name me Elvis. She was talked out of it. So it was Chad, short for Chadwick, but we made sure it was just Chad because Elvis played a character in a movie called Blue Hawaii. That's my dumb existence, a shitty Elvis movie.
That's okay. Elvis was a pretty popular guy back in his day.
He was a hero to most.
Well, thank you for
John Wayne.
Sorry, you were too loud on the mic, and I don't know what the technical term for that is.
Motherfuck him and John Wayne. Oh. Public Enemy. Fight the power.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Chad Zumok, thank you for joining us. It was wonderful to have you. Would you like to do a regular co-hosting show? Maybe it can be Chad and Cardiff.
Yeah, man. We could do a spinoff podcast.
I was supposed to do a show with Mike Boschetti, but he screwed me over, so he's on my list as well.
Shit list?
You know, I love everybody except the people that I don't. And guess what list you're on now?
I'm on the like list?
That should answer that question.
Thank you. Thanks for the subscribers here. I got some more subscribers. I'm a YouTuber now.
Everybody go to Chad's YouTube and subscribe. Help the man monetize.
I'm a YouTuber now.
Congratulations.
Now there's estimated revenue now. Look at this.
Look at that. And if you need any help with YouTube, I'm your potato. I'm a YouTube genius, so to say.
All right.
But please, if you ever want me on one of your shows, please reach out. I would be more than happy to repay the favor and steal some of your subscribers like you've stolen mine.
Yeah.
I mean, share.
I get it.
No, because sometimes my subscribers, they don't have, you know, a lot of money. So sometimes they can only do one Patreon at a time. So they rotate. but I'm okay with that.
Yeah. God bless everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Chad. Thank you to everyone in the chat. Thank you for the super chats. And Gagia, everybody. Gagia, Chad.
Gagia. Is that, did I say it right?
Doesn't it's
isn't it like a John, ain't that a John thing?
Well, it's not his anymore. We took it back. We took it back.
Have fun.
Thank you, Chad. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Later. How do I leave? How does this end?
Hold on.